Number 18, Narcissa Whitman.
Washington, you are there. The year 1847. It's December at the Whitman Mission on the banks of the Walla Walla River. Just a few weeks ago, this compound was the scene of a grisly massacre. The missionaries Marcus and Narcissa Whitman and 10 others were killed. A few days before the tragedy took place, Washington Centennial reporter Lori Denny managed to get an interview with a very busy Mrs. Whitman.
Thank you, Mrs. Whitman, for taking the time to talk with me. I understand Dr. Whitman is away. Aren't you worried?
No, no. Husband has been called away many times to do his duty tending the sick. The winter of 43, he traveled to the United States capital and was gone for over a year.
But there has been talk of Indian unrest. Wild rumors that you here at the mission are responsible for the current measles epidemic.
Quietly, please. We don't wish to alarm the children. Regrettably, that is so. There are outsiders stirring up the local cayuse. Their chief has lost children to the epidemic. It seems we have lost contact with a greater number of the savages as the ever larger emigrant wagon trains demand our help. Anyway, I do not think the cayuse ever had the capability of becoming true Christians.
Mrs. Whitman, are things different from what you expected when you and Mrs. Spalding were the first white women to travel overland to the Oregon Territory?
Ah, oh, so different. It is a lonely, lonely life for me here. Dear me, I'm afraid I don't sound very cheerful. The hand of Providence guides us, and we are sustained by the Lord. You must excuse me now. I wish to finish a letter before the mail leaves.
That letter, written to her sister Jane, is the last letter Narcissa Whitman ever writes. A few days later, she and her husband are both dead. Martyrs, some say. Proud and haughty expansionists say others.